Superintendent Mark Holland is at the scene and can tell you more about what's been happening. Good afternoon to you, Superintendent. What was the reason the police went to the flat in the first place? They weren't looking for chemicals, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right. We've attended the property at about 7:30 this morning to conduct a theft act warrant. We had no intelligence other than that particular purpose. Two people were arrested at the address and we did recover a stolen car. Whilst the officers are conducting the search, they have come across some chemical substances and quite sensibly withdrew at that time, and then we've requested specialist support from the military from that point on.
So can you tell us at this stage anything more about the chemicals, what they were housed in, which room they were found in, and what gave the officers cause for such concern?
Well, we haven't done a full forensic search and recovery just yet of the complete house, so there's much more for us to do. However, I authorised this morning an emergency interview under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act of the suspects, and they identified one particular substance that we thought was dangerous. So as a result of that, the military have conducted a controlled explosion on that substance, obviously after we've taken a sample for forensic work to be done on that.
So would it be fair to say that you suspect a possible bomb factory here?
No, I wouldn't say that at this time. We've got to have the chemicals and the particular substance that we had the controlled explosion analysed. It's going off to a specialised laboratory in the next 24 hours, and we will then obviously work out precisely what the constituent of the chemicals are from there.
So you called in the bomb disposal experts, and following their examination of things, a controlled explosion was needed.
That's right, yes. That was conducted by the Army and the Air Force specialists.
Which must mean the bomb disposal experts found something of concern.
Well, no, they're not able to forensically identify a chemical, but from the information we had from the suspect, it was sensible to conduct a controlled explosion. That's been done now, and as I say, we've got some samples of that substance that we will be analysing.